Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting second. The right fielder, Bill Renna. Batting third. The left fielder, Gus Zernial. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Bill Wilson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jim Finnegan. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Hector Lopez. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Joe DeMaestri. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Astroth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vic Rashi. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Vic Rashi. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting second. The left fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting third. The first baseman, Harry Aganis. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Grady Hatton. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Klaus. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ike DeLock. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ike DeLock. And now, play ball. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Renna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renna takes first base on ball four. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson takes first base on ball four. Renna moves to second. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens bunts towards the mound. Rashi fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Goodman moves to second. Harry Aganis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lopez fields it and throws to second for the out. Goodman moves to third. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen strikes out. Two outs. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Hatton reaches second base with a double. Aganis scores. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rashi fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri strikes out. Two outs. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth strikes out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a fly ball into right field. Renna settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ike DeLock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Goodman takes first base on ball 4. DeLock moves to second. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Harry Aganez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganez is 0-for-1 in the game. Aganez takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jensen hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-0, Red Sox. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hatton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lopez misplays the ball. That's an error on Lopez. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallo pinch hits for Vic Rashi. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Aganez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vallo for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-1 in the game. Power hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Renna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renna is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Renna takes first base on ball 4. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-for-1 in the game. Zerniel hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-2, Red Sox. Bill Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Cloyd Boyer now pitching. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-1 in the game. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lopez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Finnegan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ike DeLock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. DeLock hits a pop-up towards short. DeMaestri settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Finnegan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0 for 1 in the game. Lopez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Finnegan moves to second. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0 for 1 in the game. DeMaestri hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. Lopez moves to second. Two outs. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 0 for 1 in the game. Astroth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lopez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lopez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harry Aganez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganez is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Aganez hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Jensen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Jensen reaches second base with a double. Stevens moves to third. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hatton takes first base on ball 4. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stevens scores. Jensen scores. Hatton moves to second. It's 9-2, Red Sox. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 2 in the game. Klaus hits a pop-up towards third. Finnegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Cloyd Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer strikes out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 2 in the game. Power hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall. Power reaches second base with a double. Bill Renna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renna is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Renna hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Zerniel hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 9-4, Red Sox. Bill Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wilson hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Athletics 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 2 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ike DeLock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. DeLock bunts towards first. Power scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats DeLock for the out. Pearsall moves to second. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Goodman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Goodman reaches second base with a double. Pearsall scores. It's 10-4, Red Sox. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Stevens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Goodman moves to third. Harry Aganez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganez is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Aganez hits a line drive into left center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Goodman scores. Stevens moves to third. It's 11-4, Red Sox. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Jensen is walked intentionally. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hatton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power fields it and throws to second for the out. Stevens scores. Aganez moves to third. Two outs. It's 12-4, Red Sox. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. White strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Finnegan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lopez hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0 for 2 in the game. DeMaestri hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the Athletics 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 3 in the game. Klaus hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pearsall strikes out. One out. Ike DeLock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. DeLock hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Goodman hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 0 for 2 in the game. Astroth hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Krahoski pinch hits for Cloyd Boyer. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Power hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Astroth moves to second. Bill Renna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renna is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Renna hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 12-7, Red Sox. Tom Hurd now pitching. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 2 for 3 in the game, with two home runs. He's got four RBIs. Zernial hits a line drive towards short. Klaus reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Wilson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the Athletics 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Krahoski now playing first base. Lou Sleater now pitching. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 4 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Stevens hits a pop-up towards first. Krahoski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Aganez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Aganez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Aganez reaches second base with a double. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Jensen hits a line drive into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Hatton hits a fly ball into right field. Renna settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the Athletics 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Finnegan takes first base on ball 4. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hurd fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0 for 3 in the game. DeMaestri strikes out. Two outs. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Astroth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the Athletics 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. White hits a fly ball into left field. Zernial settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 12, and the Athletics 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 0-for-1 in the game. Krahoski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ina Slaughter pinch hits for Lou Sleater. Ina Slaughter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slaughter takes first base on ball 4. Bill Renna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renna is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 3 RBIs. Renna hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Zerniel hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 12, and Kansas City Athletics, 7. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.